Yes, Sade, and Your Love Is King. Hey. 14 minutes now, 14 minutes before midday. Really looking forward to the summer months, you know, all that nice sun and those hot, muggy nights when you can't sleep. The Craven Arms Sports and Social Club were holding a dance tonight at Craven Arms. Now, that has been cancelled. Craven Arms Sports and Social Club have cancelled their dance tonight. Now, did you know that most people spend 30 to 40% of their waking hours in spontaneous thought? Now, that's often called daydreaming, according to Professor Eric Klinger. We used to be told about that daydreaming was neurotic. He says, actually, daydreaming is both healthy and productive. Now, to relax the mind naturally, take breaks from concentrated thoughts. And Klinger contends thoughts that occur during daydreaming can lead to creative insights, thus becoming a productive tool on the job.
A productive tool on the job. Yeah, right. Okay.
Also, some more interesting information here. There's a question out of all this lot, so stand by your telephones if you really want to. If you don't, it doesn't matter. I shan't be offended. The most dangerous electric fish is the electric eel, which can discharge 400 volts, and that is sufficient to kill James Harding. If you've got any, let's have them. Now listen, the most harmful substances to the human teeth are fudge and plain chocolate, which is most likely to cause tooth decay. What I'd like to hear from you is, what is the least harmful food that you can eat that doesn't harm your teeth? What is the least harmful food that you can eat which doesn't harm your teeth? I think I've a suitable prize for that as well. Okay, it's strange that, isn't it? I thought that, yes. So it's fudge and chocolate harm the teeth, and what I need to know is the food that actually doesn't harm your teeth. Okay, think about that. Ludlow 5922 is Cliff. His new record. Or record.
Just don't get in his way. lived somewhere before. She throws back her head as she shamelessly says, you got real good taste, tell me more. And the lady in black thinks she sits in her trap, and he thinks she's playing.
Cliff Richards. Oh, this is brand new single. Don't even know what that one's called. What's that one called? Where's my engineer? Heart User. Okay, Heart User. All right, let's say lines are out at the moment. Let's say good afternoon. No, it's good morning, isn't it? I always get confused in here because just recently I've been popping in and out of this place like a tomtit on a round of beef. Right, that's one way of putting it. Now, the Sue Moss thinks that the most harmful food that one can eat, which is going to damage one's teeth, is cheese. Wrong. Harry said it was fruit. Blackmore, is that Blakemore? I don't know. He said it was fruit. And I just say hello to Pete Turner from Starport and also Liz Turner. It's not tomatoes. And also hello to Susan, Jeff and David. Now, the most harmful food that we can eat, and this is awfully interesting. It's really interesting, this is. Oh, this is so interesting. Strangely enough, the least harmful food we can eat for our teeth is donuts. That's right. Apparently, you can eat donuts without fear anymore.
How do you fancy a good relationship? Well, buying a new Nissan from the AMR Motoring Center in Ludlow is just the start. When you buy a new Nissan, you can be sure of a good relationship. Not only with your car, but with AMR too. After all, customers driving a better car deserve a better class of service. AMR know that changing your car is a serious matter, and you want the best possible deal. You want a dealership that won't turn its back on you once you've driven away. You want peace of mind. AMR loves satisfied customers. With Nissan-trained engineers and an extensive parts and accessories stock, AMR give you a good deal and reliable service later. How about a Nissan Micra, the economical small car you should look at first? It has high levels of equipment and comfort, and you can rely on the Micra to give years of trouble-free pleasure with a free 100,000-mile, 3-year warranty, as is the case with all new Nissans. So call in soon and see the 1985 Nissan Micra with ex-works prices from £3,846, and AMR will make sure it's the start of a good relationship. The AMR Motoring Centre, Sheet Road, Ludlow, where you'll find Nissan is better. Telephone Ludlow 2774. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm Honorbury, offer vegetables fresh from the farm, where quality is guaranteed. Just listen to these potato prices. Reds £1.70, whites £1.50 for a £55 bag. Carrots or swedes too at Park Farm, halfway between Honorbury Railway Crossing and Craven Arms on the A49. You'll also find us in Knighton on Thursdays, at the market just by the slipper stall, and every Saturday morning between 10 and 11 at the WI Market in the Auction Yard Canteen. P.D. Morgan, Park Farm Honorbury, the home of good vegetables.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Now.
Driving lorries. It's a responsible job, a trade, a profession, an employment advantage. But how to learn? The best way, the cheapest way, is to learn with Mid Wales Transport Training Limited. They offer heavy goods vehicle class 1, 2 and 3 driving training. Also public service vehicle and forklift truck training. Government grants available. Mid Wales Transport Training Limited. Station Yard, Abermule, Newtown, Powys. Phone Abermule 696. Mid Wales Transport Training Limited. The people to learn with. RTITB approved. Phone Abermule 696. Abermule 696.
299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
I love you.
McCall and New England. A great line in that. You put me on a pedestal. No, I'm not going to say it. You listen to it next time very, very carefully. This is Sunshine with the News is next after John Hall. Is it Daryl Hall and John Oates or John Oates and Daryl Hall? Not quite sure. Good afternoon, almost, from Sunshine. 299 1017 103.5.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
There's growing anger over a new proposal by the government to let MPs buy a second home with help from tax-free state handouts. Tory MP Gerry Hayes says he'll oppose the plan when it comes before Parliament, and the housing organisation Shelter has already said that the government's first priority should be housing the homeless. Marie Kinsey reports.
It should never be thought that MPs go into politics for money, and it's bad for the MPs' image to be accused of having their snouts in the public trough, says Mr. Hayes. Shelter says MPs should set an example, and having two homes when many people haven't even got one can't be justified. Under the new scheme, MPs will now be able to buy instead of rent a London home. From April the 1st, they'll be able to claim up to £7,000 tax-free on interest-free payments for a second mortgage.
A British MP's mercy mission to Libya is in jeopardy following reports that Colonel Gaddafi's father is seriously ill. Ron Brown, Labour MP for Leith in Scotland, has flown to Tripoli for talks with the Colonel on two Scotsmen jailed there. But Mr. Brown says he's heard the Libyan leader's father is on his deathbed and that he may not get to see the Colonel. The jailed Scotsmen are 33-year-old Michael King and Robert Maxwell, aged 34. King is serving 5 years for alleged drug offences. Maxwell is serving 12 years for alleged industrial espionage. 100 firemen are tackling a big blaze at a warehouse and office block complex in North London. The fire in Edgware Road has engulfed an area 100 yards square and part of the building has collapsed. No one has been hurt. Foreign Secretary Sir Geoffrey Howe has held talks in Bucharest with the Romanian President Nicolae Ceaușescu on the superpower's arms negotiations. He's visiting Eastern Bloc countries trying to convince them of the need to cut nuclear stockpiles. Here's our diplomatic correspondent David Spania.
Sir Geoffrey Howe is visiting Romania and Bulgaria as part of an East European diplomatic offensive to convince the Iron Curtain countries of Britain's good faith.
We can achieve security for countries on both sides at a lower level of armaments, provided we're not trying to achieve absolute security, which represents insecurity for the other side.
Sir Geoffrey hopes that the results of his talks will filter back to Moscow.
Most of Britain is under snow and ice today, with Wales and central southern England the worst affected. Only the extreme southwest of England has escaped the new cold snap. And the sudden change in the weather has badly disrupted today's sporting programme, with football being the main victim. Here's Mike Porter.
As matches continue to fall regularly this morning, the Paul's panel were once again called into action. And they'll be sitting this afternoon to give their verdicts on those postponed games, which include League Leaders Everton's away fixture at Coventry. Rugby has also been affected, with a number of matches up and down the country being abandoned, and Britain's most competitive handicap hurdle, the Schweppes Gold Trophy, has also fallen victim to the weather, with today's race meeting at Newbury being abandoned because the course is under 2 inches of snow. The meeting at Uttoxeter was called off yesterday, but today's other meetings at Ayr and Catterick Bridge look set to go ahead, although Monday's scheduled race meeting at Plumpton has already been abandoned due to snow.
Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Got to be a good record for them. That's Cool and the Gang and Misled. A few cancellations in and around Shropshire today. First one, there is no swimming club. The swimming club is not going to be swimming tonight in Tenbury. And also in Craven Arms, a sports and social club that we're holding a dance tonight. Now that is off. And we've got a lost dog here, and the people are most upset about this. It's a Carn Terrier, and it's light creamy in colour, and it's ancestor to the name of Jasper. Now, if you've seen a dog this morning around the Leicester's area, because that's where it was lost, you telephone Leinster 3371. Okay, good morning. Good afternoon, Derek.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Fine, I just thought I'd give you a ring and tell you about an event that's happening, despite the weather.
You mean to say there's something going on?
Yes, indeed. It's a rally. The 16 Worcester Motor Club Solex Stages Rally is definitely on, and it starts at Craven Arms at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and it is on.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So you're looking for a lot of people to turn out there?
Yes, well, we thought we'd try and get it out to as many people as possible, because we know a lot of people listen to Sunshine in this area. A lot of marshals and officials will be wondering whether or not to turn up, but we definitely want their help. It's definitely on.
Okay, so just give me that message again.
It's the 16 Worcester Motor Club Solex Stages Rally, and it's starting from Craven Arms Hotel, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay, Derek, thank you for your call.
Righto.
Okay, have a good day tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye. Sunshine Radio doing a business. Good heavens, what's that noise? I've just been told that Roger Matthews is on his way. It's 1 o'clock, thank goodness for that. And John Offal's here at 1 o'clock as well. Here's a brand new record from Sharp and a fella called Newman, and it's a good one.
This time it's your decision. We're into something new. I know that I'm sinking. The way you walk and say, time that I was thinking of no one else but me.
Stays the same.
Change your mind.
done it this time. It's Gary Newman and a fella called Sharp. That was called Change Your Mind. It's 12 minutes now, 12 minutes afternoon from Sunshine. Good afternoon.
Today, more than ever, the price has got to be right before you make a move. You're in business. You need your own transport, but at the right price. Quality second-hand used commercial vehicles, ranging from 500 weight vans to 32-ton Arctics, are at DG Davis, Abermule, Newtown, Powys. The best value in mid-Wales. In fact, DG Davis reckon they've got the best prices in the UK. They also have a selection of non-heavy goods vehicles. So, whatever your transport requirements, check out DG Davis first. DG Davis, Station Yard, Abermule, Newtown, Powys. Telephone Abermule 696. Abermule 696. All vehicles warranted. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms for Johnson Seed, Seed Potatoes, AGL Greenhouses, Wolf Garden Tools, Bosch Power Tools, Dragon, Febo and Amiga Dog Foods, recommended by Jim. Berger and Beaver Paints, and for the chilly days, pre-packed Cozy Coal. Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, phone Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin, Bankhouse Craven Arms, Cyril Basin.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
For the widest range of sports equipment, leisure and footwear around, go to Sports Kit in Ludlow. Special offers are now available. Call in for details. They have a wide range of winter clothing, ski equipment and gift vouchers, and also offer a ski repair and hot wax service. And they repair and restring all types of rackets. For that friendly, efficient help and advice, see Jonathan Rogers at Sports Kit, 7 King Street. Telephone Ludlow 3027. Halls TV Services, the experts in Ludlow and Tenbury. You could find them the cheapest in the area for colour TV and video rental. Buy or rent a video from Halls and receive free membership of their large video club. A choice of over 7 manufacturers and the famous Halls after-sales service means you can't lose with Halls TV. It's real value for money on TV and video sales, rental and service. At Halls TV Services, 12 Team Street, Tenbury Wells, and Shop 1, Charlton Rise, Ludlow. Telephone Tenbury 810095 or Ludlow 4550. Halls TV Services, where you come first.
Sunshine Radio.
I'm the sun and the air of a shyness that is criminally broken. I am sun and air, but nothing in particular.
man. That is really heavy. I mean, that is really heavy. The brand new record from the Smiths. And it's a good one as well. Hey, listen, after we've heard from Phil Collins, there is a chance for you to win on Sunshine. Phil Collins and the B-side to his current A-side called Sussudio, and that is a good track as well, isn't it? Phil Collins, the fellow that is somewhat younger than me. Yeah, that's right, he's just 34 years of age. He looks a lot older though, doesn't he? Okay, your chance to win on your favourite radio station knocking on in Shropshire. For what I'm about to do now, there's not much left in here I can do, but what I'm about to do now is to, hang on a second, central heating's going wrong again. Is record reverse. Oh no, not record reverse. You guessed this record that's going backwards in a few minutes. If I can just get it on here. You tell me the name of this record. Okay, hang on, here we go. Okay, this is what's termed in the business as a record reverse competition. Not too difficult, really. Okay, you guessed that record that is going backwards, and that record is yours, Ludlow 5922. Okay, let's take it to the limit. 22 minutes from 12. From Sunshine, good afternoon.
Baby, looking at you, it takes me back in time. Lately, I've been dreaming, you've been on my mind. I can still see you beside me. You asked me, do I love you? I couldn't help it if I tried.
Some really good records in the charts at the moment. That's The Limits and Yay, Say, Yay, Yay. That's right. Okay, 5922, and we're playing the record reverse. Win yourself a copy of that single if you can check out the title. 5922.
Thank you.
Dave, Phil Collins and Sir Sudi, Sudi, Sudio. This is Sunshine Radio, the time exactly 12:30.
If your car is looking a bit down in the mouth, cheer it up by calling in Ken Rawlings. Yes, Ken Rawlings Valeting Service will clean up your car like new. Bodywork lovingly polished, upholstery and carpets like spanking new. Ken Rawlings will clean every inch of your car, including the engine and underneath. And he'll come to your house or business. Farmers, don't forget, Ken can steam clean your vehicles too. Tractors, stock wagons. Give your car a treat. Call 5697. That's Ken Rawlings, Ludlow 5697.
And up here, in the helicopter, we're gazing down on Beach's Bargain Warehouse.
Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Boddenham. And look, dear boy.
What's that, Sir Henry?
Big Ron, he's in the car park. He's waving to us.
He wants to make sure we mention the second-hand furniture, the household goods, toys, menswear, ladieswear.
Children's wear.
Boots and shoes.
And with spring in mind, compost, seed trays and fertilizers.
All from Beach's Bargain Warehouse, the Moor Boddenham. Phone Boddenham 44.
Ah.